Simon Tafan Aleph and Sif Chav Gimel, Mishaburas and Sif Chav Gimel. So we're holding Mishaburas of Kutton Kuflam at Zion. We did the Mishaburas and Sif. We did the Mishaburas and Sif Gimel also.
We did
the Mishaburas and Sif Gimel. Barnis. You have something made out of wood, and it has like an enamel type of painted on it, something like that. So we have to deal with that paint. Gets a halacha similar to the kli cheres. Even if they're new, we don't use them. Because maybe when they painted originally, like we said before, this idea we had in the sif before, because they use like the bran to help it in sif chav dalad. Toflin alf sif chav dalad. They use the bran sometimes as part of the process of making the kli, they use bran, like wheat bran, oat bran.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they use the bran when they're making it, that it shouldn't stick. They make a powder out of bran, so they shouldn't stick to the other things besides the kli. V'chein ha'machuben v'bedil, if they're layered with bedil, bedil is tin. Some people are machmer not to use new ones. That's not a chumra that you take on yourself, but if there's a place which isn't, they have a minig, otherwise you're not machmer to do that. Mishaburas of cotton, kuf mem beis, didn't kikli cheris, shena golem or elis lehem. The one that has this painting on it, the paint, is like kli cheris, that her gold does not work. If they were used for hot, because the paint on top of the wood prevents the wood from expelling everything which is absorbed in the wood, which hagolah normally would do. Any kale which is colored, they're using some types of spices to color it. So some people don't do that. Some people don't use kelim chadoshim.
Karkum
is saffron. Yeah. Chadoshim. Lashidin shema hoya ayalei suben oitzatzaba kelim yishanim. One of two possibilities, either because possibly they use suben in the process. My picture of it, I don't know whether it's correct or not, we're assuming we'd be using the process. Same way, even it's a totally different process, but a person makes a pizza. Sometimes they put like a cornmeal on the tray, that the pizza shouldn't stick to the tray. So something similar over here in the process of making the kli, they would use suben in that process. Or alternatively, what we're afraid of is the guy claims that they're new, and really all they are is just paint on old ones. You don't know what was involved, what was absorbed in the old one. So this is all talking about that the point of this is there's a layer of paint on the outside of the kli. Sometimes you don't have a layer of paint on the outside of the kli, which then I couldn't tell was old or new, really, because there's a layer of paint. But rather, there's a coloring which is mixed into the kli itself, the chadchila. It's you're not painting a layer on top, but you're mixing in a coloring into the materials which you make the kli with. That's not this issue. That would be mutter. There's no minig not to use such colored kli like that. If they're covered with tin, but zolaymer afilo heim chadashim, even if they're new, there's a minig not to use them. Gam kimitamanal. Sometimes they either use suben when they make it, or they cover over this layer of tin on an old kli. Right, the Elbe Sif Gimel, so me Sif Yud Gimel, B'mashik Sav Nisham. So there he says before, really, the process of layering on this tin, they didn't just put like a sheet of tin on top, they attached it. To attach it, you melted it. So it went to very great heat. So really, theoretically, that should count like Libun. So sometimes they do it quickly, and it doesn't count like Libun. They're not careful how they do it.
What is that processing?
The process of layering on this tin on top of the kli was done at a very high heat. So theoretically, that should. So we're worried. Well, maybe there was an old kli which you layered on top. What's the problem? But the mice, this is itself like limon before. Is afraid sometimes they do it too quickly and it doesn't happen like that. Okay. There's a asterisk in the Shartzian. I'm not sure where it's supposed to go to. I'm not jumping off the page of me for sure. So the asterisk in the Shartzian. There is barzal mitzubim bechituch geschmalzt loven b'shua. You have an iron kli and there's a layer on top of it. Theme is like an enamel. Which is helabas some server yerdei dolam hanei gol ein sham achin shematin shkamak dolam nogu lahakmer rak linyan iser chomet so lav kol shana hekilo hagilam meis leis. To know some time we've got mamashu meatir. So it's whatever this layer on top is. I'm not sure exactly what it's called. Yeah, it's like an enamel. So we're not knowing that you can't kosher it for the rest of the year, but for Pesach we're machmir on it. Maybe it's like cheres.
I didn't ask
her. You know, if Kteris Barzal and Supim? And you have the same, you have the same one as me.
Could be a different edition. Yeah. There's no right.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. So.
Create some tip?
No. There is Barzal Hamitsubim Behituch. No. Yeah. I don't see it in the Berlocha either. Right.
Oh, there is Barzal Hamitsubim Behituch.
Yeah, where is that? No. All at the bottom, right? Okay.
Bottom.
Yeah. Okay. So, the most common issue we have, you have a pot, it can be an enamel covered pot. So according to this, at least for Pesach, for sure we're not making on it. Ovens are the other issue. Ovens also have an enamel on them.
I see.
Where is it?
It's up here.
Oh, okay. That's it, yeah. So self-cleaning of its enamel is not a problem, because the self-cleaning itself, that's called, it got to the height where it's kikars also, you put it back into the kiln, it's okay. The mice of the person say, if you kosher it out, it's best at the high seat, and then you want to cover over the racks. We're not worried about any zeya going in and out of the kelim. Or some holy, you should cover the walls also with foil. That's why mitzvah yechum. Remember, Shalhozi, you put it in the highest setting for an hour.
What?
Of an oven which has an enamel layer. The oven is enamel covered. So once you get the Lehman Kahal,
what is an enamel
oven? So once you get the Lehman Kahal, you can be mekel. The door is an issue. The door doesn't get the same heat as the rest of the oven. The door, really, you should cover the door with the two layers of foil inside of the door. Okay. Chav, hey.
Saris back into the kiln?
Okay, Saris back into the kiln with kasher. It's Lieben Gomer.
How does the foil stand inside of the door?
Just tape it on the outside. Put it all the way around and tape it on the outside. And you shut it. It seals shut. Chafei. Call klishtia bein sluchis bein kaisis, whether it's your pitchers or whether it's your cups. Mutar b'shtifa, they're mutar through just washing them out. Bein shehem shel sluchis, whether they're made out of glass. Bein shehem shel eitz, whether they're made out of wood. Bein shehem ateches, they're made out of metal. Bein shehem shel cheres, they're made out of earthenware. Vafal pi. Shalapamim noisin behem lechem cham. Sometimes you'll put in there, you'll dip in some hot bread into the drink. Kim shereb tashmishim ena ala b'tzodon sage b'shtifas. The mechar b'shita that we said before is that you follow rev tashmish, and rev tashmish is with cold, so therefore washing out is enough. Shehocha b'chol kli ala achar rev tashmishim. In general, we decide how you kasher the kli based on rov tashmish, not on the miyot tashmish. Ramboz says miyu. Yesh mechirim mematzichem agolav chenoygim. The Ramboz said before that we're machir for even for miyot tashmish. Same thing over here. And that's the chachila. But yeah, we're samech on the mechaber shifim. The Mishabura B'shtifa. I'm the El Mishaburas of Cotton Mem Tess. So you have to wash it very well, that it shouldn't have anything attached to it, then you rub it out. So Skuchis. Nagad Afila Das Machmir Mitzkuchis and Ishtamish Behem Bechabin. We'll come back to glass in the next sif, how we deal with glass. Even like that sheet that was holding, normally you have to make a glass. Hacha kishin shamash ben b'tzedon. It's only used for cold. Kliyam lebali. They don't absorb besagim b'shtifa. Just shtifa is enough. Mutarach kachli shamash behen afila b'cham. Then you can use it even for hot. Siv chavav. Yeah. Kibush rav tashmishin. Only el b'mishabur siv katan membav. Mishabur said before that we're only makel to rely on Rav Tashmish, even according to Mechaber, if you're kasher, not a Ben Yomai. The case where it's a Ben Yomai, abused for hat within the last 24 hours, so then we don't rely on Rav Tashmish, we have to mach for the Miyat Tashmish, as long as it's a Ben Yomai. Once it's not a Ben Yomai, it's not the right, so anyway, then you're makel to go bust a Rav Tashmish. That's the Mechaber. The Rama also agreed before that the Chachila you don't follow Rav Tashmish, you're not makel based on Rav Tashmish, but Yevad you would yet say. So the other option, since they're made for klis chuchis, they're made for drinking, mili ve'iri is an option, and you don't have to do a golem. Milivir is when you fill it up for 24 hours, cold water three times, each time for 24 hours at least, and that kashes it out. Now, the problem is, Milivir kashes does not work in a case that was used for hot. So we're worried about the possibility of hot, so why would merely be enough? So the Sharatzian raises that question. The Kupsani Beis, take a look at Kupsani Beis. He says you can have an option in the middle of your over here. So I told you the same way you have in Sif Chaval, if you have an option over here. Va'av Shasham, an option of Imili V'Irui, filling it up and then letting it sit for 24 hours and then pouring it out, doing that three times. Va'av Shasham, Sif Chaval, Lamari, Ela B'Klisha, Machthis, so the Kiyam, Mishim Kvisha, the problem is Kavish, Kimavushal, for the din of Kavish, Imili V'Irui is a form of Kvisha, so it takes out the flavor. So the chara, what does it help me mila beirui if I'm dealing with a potential of using it for hot, and then what help for that? Rav Tashmish is the cult. Not even kibisha. In the case it wasn't the case of Ben Yoimai. So it's not a Ben Yoimai. Rav Tashmish is mutter, so we'll be somehow mila beirui in that situation. It's a little bit funny. As much as your kosher for hot, mila beirui doesn't do anything. As much as your kosher for cold, you're not worried about kvisha, you don't need mila beirui. So like, what is mila beirui doing? That's what he says to the Maisa. So that's the Maisa of the Minig Olam. I think if they, we Baruch Hashem nowadays, most people buy new things for Pesach. If they want a kosher cups, they can do Mila B'Iri as an option. I think, remember somebody telling me, like his mother-in-law, for Pesach, she cleans out the bathtub and puts up all the cups in the bathtub and fills them all up with cold water and then, sets a timer 24 hours. 24 hours later, she comes back and pours all the water out and does it again. What?
It seems like it would be something that could commonly done.
I don't know. Most people nowadays, they have everything separate from Pesach. They don't necessarily kosher from chametz to Pesach. It's not so common nowadays. I remember myself, when I first got married, we had certain things we used to kosher. I haven't koshered kalim from chametz to Pesach in a very long time for myself. We have already everything, every year you buy a few more things. But
that's only because people have more money now.
Yeah. That's it. Listen, I upgraded my shira has a line. He says, shira is davening in a shul from the Kufa. He had his only person there was his own dalad minim. Everybody else used the shul's dalad minim. Yeah. That was like everybody did, Somebody asked, your father didn't have his own, why do you have to have your own? He says, if I drive the same car as my father and live in the same house as my father, wear the same clothes as my father, I'll use the same dalad minim as my father. But my house, it's time to get a nicer house. And my car, it's time to get a nicer car. And my clothes, something nicer clothes. And dalad minim, it's good enough, nice that he used to use. No, that's not fair. That was his response.
Good.
So, Baruch Hashem, we have money and we use it for many other things. We might as well use it to make sure that we have everything for Pesach, nice, mahudar, etc. Chavav. Kliz chuchis, afilu machnis and lakiyim, afilu mishem hashem lecham, and ein tzricha mishum hechshar. The machaber sheet is that gold, that glass does not absorb, period. So use it for hot. You set something there, machnis lakiyim, which means you set there over 24 hours, so that's kavush. They do not need hechshar. Shen and berlim, they do not absorb. Ubeshifa ba'al masagilu. So what's the argument? The argument is, even though the process of glass is some way similar to the process of klicheris, you take this silica, the sand, you mix it up and you melt it, but still it's a different process than that of klicheris, and it doesn't absorb, and it's smooth, it doesn't absorb. Kam zramah. The other extreme that we consider like klicheris, because it's made from fairly similar material as klicheris, it's made from the sand. So we should give it a chumra like klicheris, that it goes in and doesn't come out totally. So you can't kasher it at all, even with hagola. That is a minig in Ashkenaz and Poland, etc., that they do not kasher glass, period. They have a layer of glass inside of the silver kli. Shekharin geschmalzt. That's called geschmalzt. It means there's a layer of glass. And hagiloi. That's a bit inside of them. If the layer is on the outside, it doesn't prevent you from kashering the kli. Chav Vav, Mishabra Chavav, Sivkat, and Kufnan Aleph. Mechis Lakiyim, Haino Shehichnis, Chametz and Soichan, she's captured. He put a Chametz in there to last there, the same more than 24 hours. And even if you use it for hot, the Kornel Mechaber, you go Mosar Rev Tashmish. So we're saying even if you use it for hot means even if you use it for hot regularly. Haino Shem Kviyas, Mishamash Ben Lacham, and use it for hot regularly still. They don't need anything according to the Mechaber because Shena Berlim, the Fisha, Chalokim, the Kashimim. They're smooth and they're hard. So there's no room for absorption. Yesh Machmirim, the other opinion that goes all the way, other extreme. Natam. The Sri Lu, the Sri Chuch is Halal, Tchilis B'yasi Minachal, since it's made from sand. Hereuk Echlicheris. We give it a locha like Yecharis, Shena Yotzimi, the Dafya of the Olam, doesn't leave the walls ever, totally, even through Hagala, just like by Kli Tzchukas. Excuse me, by Kli Yecharis. Okay. Valf, Ogab, the Tashvisha, but Sanimla using it for cold. Kobakam, Pama, Mishtamish, Ben, Bechami, use it for half sometimes. Because she calls the Sifkov, Hey, Behagal, Choshen, Alpha Tashvisha, and Chibua. So according to the Ramua, we're being Mach, we're two Chumras. Chumrah number one is that you can't kasher glass if it was used for hot. Chumrah number two, even though Rav Tashvish is with cold, since there's a Mia Tashvish with hot, the Ramah was Machra on Mia Tashvish. So we're going to be Machra both Chumrahs together on the glass. Pchen HaMinig. B'di'evim, how you Rav Tashvish Chometz Shaloi B'tzenu. Now, in the case of the B'di'evim, we already said before, the Koran of the Ramah is Maskim, the B'di'evim, we go about Rav Tashmish. So I have a kli which is Rav Tashmish in cold. And it's not a ben yomai. So Bidi Abed, I'm going to say the kli is mutter. So therefore, if now the Maisa, he used it with hot chometz, say that again, with hot matzah. V'alta nishamash roi matzah b'chamen, b'loi shum hesh. So he didn't kasher it, and he used it for hot matzah. But there was a mere Tashmish of Isser, of chometz. But there was a Rav Tashmish, and that was cold. So that's what Moa said before. Mutter, since Rav Tashmish was with cold, but he evidenced Mutter. Now, Vimhoya Rav Tashmish Bechamin. Okay, so that's the ball game. So the Rav Tashmish needs Hagolah. And I use it with hot matzah, you have a problem. It's going to absorb from there. Oh, I feel a bit certain on El Sharev Apamim Derek Lahashis Mashka Chomets Besoch Mes Leis. Rive times the liquid becomes a kavush, it stays there for 24 hours. So then it comes out the rive tashmish is in a way that it does absorb. If you use it with hot matzah, it's going to be osir because it's going to absorb the flavor which is in there. Okay. Unless you did a gola, in the case of kavush, if you did mili b'iri, you can opposite of chaval. Furthermore, I'll tell you with bigger kula. It's close in the chaber than Ramah, but they go right. No, he's going to case. No, he's going to case of roiv tashmish of is of hat. It's not. It's after 24 hours. So now it's in the time of kam. So you're going to be mako. I'm not sure what case is going on. So it wasn't it was Nusin Tam Lifgam, which that alone we most places come home Nusin Tam Lifgam is mutter. And it's Rav Tashis is with hat. And now he uses it for hot matzah without kashering it. So he's saying, but yeah, but it's mutter. I mean, he's just really basically relying on the Tam Gam. We didn't have that before. That alone is enough to heter. He said, the minute Medina Sayyidah, the minigus not to be to kasher glass. Medina Sayyidah, Makam Shane Nimsa, Kli Tzchukas. You don't have other glass items to buy. Ben the curses with shark cat. Doesn't have cups for Pesach. So in that situation, Kosum Chayodam, Yachalism Chalhakal, then a curse in Yafa Yafa, Lashira Yere Iri Shashiyam. So there we'll clean it out well and do Heksher of Mila V'Iri three times. That's our minute. So you see the Bais Yolam Semech and the Mokim where there's no option. They didn't really have an option. So the people were very poor. They didn't have an option. Nowadays you could buy other ones, so you shouldn't be making. So the Mishnah Berurah is that Davkim Akli Shapian Shalahen Rochav Mila Mala. They have to have a wide opening. So that allows you to get in there and clean out every single crack and crevice and get all of the Be'en out of it. Our battle kids, Shapian Shalahen Sar Mila Mala. So the opening on top is small. Vashmorim Nidbek B'Takhtis, and there's it's hard to clean everything out. There's little pieces, particles of the shmorim of the liquid, which you see are stuck to the bottom of the sides. You can't get your hand in there to clean it out well. You can't get your hand in to kasher it to clean it well. And you can't kasher them. If you have an option of buying new ones, you have to buy new ones. You can't rely on the old ones, cashing the old ones. I mean, it's not the kasher. Ain't like Giloy, because it's called Schuchus Bechana. Minigah Klis Kuchas. Okay. That was the case where it was layered. It had a layer on it of glazir or geschmalzt. But I mean, if the layer of glass is on the outside, mechutz hanu bein shahoya al gufa kli mechutz or shahoya min lamala al kisuya al yadoi. It's on the kli, on the outside of the kli. It's on the top of the cover of the pot. It's on the handle. Enamazik. That doesn't affect anything. You don't put it by the fire. The chametz burnt all the way through the kli. Now you pour in hot water. So what's his kasha? His kasha is, so you have the glasses on the outside. But we said before that an idea, if the kli is in such a way that the liquid will absorb all the way through the kli, it'll go all the way into the outer kli layer also, which is cheris, or the equivalent of cheris according to the sheet, the glass is like cheris. And once it's a problem, it's going to go put stuff back into the pot and into the kli inside, and you're messed up. It says no, because you never used a cup more than irreclamation. At the hottest it's ever going to get is Iri Klibishin. You're not going to put on the fire. Iri Klibishin only absorbs Kadei Klipa. So the absorption, the Chachila, never went through the wall of the metal into the outside glass. So even though we're being machmer in glass, it's like Kicheris, and once it goes in, it doesn't come out totally, you're going to betray if it never gets there. Because the most you're ever going to have is a case of Iri, of Iri, pouring from a Klibishin into it, which should only absorb a Kadei Klipa. That's how he's mazed with that. Okay. So should we raise? I think we're supposed to finish the simon tonight. So let's. We're supposed to start talking in days. They're not going to do. Okay. Shvoy Doshan.
Talking about the Osir stuff, Chometz stuff. Gets into it just by pouring it.
We're talking about well, either case, either Pamas Chametz or either the case where he had Isser in it, Basa B'Cholov.
Poured from a Kli Rishon onto its outer layers.
No, you pour it inside the cup. That's the point. So it only absorbs into the layer of the wall, and therefore the outer layer of glass never gets absorbed as anything. It never gets there. The inside cup was metal. And the outside you put a layer of glass on the outside of the cleat. Now you pour in some hot chametz into the kli. That hot chametz never absorbed into the glass on the outside because it never absorbs more than the layer of the wall of the kli. Excuse me. So you understand?
Yes.
Right, whatever it will be. In the most dish over here, they've raised the question about plastic, Caleb. They also raised the issue with regards to. This is a discussion like chametz. We're machmir on glass. Are we machmir on glass by other Yisrael also? So, regards to plastic, Rav Moshe interesting has two tshuvas. One place he seems that you can kasher plastic. We don't have what's the shayla? Maybe plastic should be like cheres, and cheres once it goes in, it never comes out. The general rule is kibbol kach polta. Most things we say however it goes in, it comes out. So, why should it be able to come out? Otherwise, what the Gemara said, kli cheres is different. Yeah, that's a kli cheres. And glass, because we're saying glass is made the same way kli cheres is made. Plastic is not made anywhere near similar to the way kli cheres is made. It's not made from the earth. Plastics can be made from oil, you know, they can be made from who knows what.
Glass from sand.
You make glass and sand. Plastic is made, it's a polymer, which you can make it out of oil. And those type of things. So it's not. So the general rule of Kibbutz Kapolta applies to it. It's not Klicheris. The only thing that the more ever said doesn't let out totally is Klicheris. So why should I say it's no good? It's Rav Moshe doesn't want Shuba. The other Shuba Rav Moshe says the minig is not the kasher plastic. So it seems he's steering the Rav Moshe's Shubas. So the Pesachim seem to assume, if you look at the two Shubas, the second Shuba Rav Moshe was actually the conversation was Pesach. So Rav Moshe saying the minig is not the kasher plastic, it means for Pesach. Whereas the first Shuba was not mentioned of Pesach in the Shuba, that wasn't what the topic was. It was the topic of general kasher. He holds you can kasher plastic for other instruments. Remember, Pesach or Machmer. And that's Ramosha's mahalak on that.
What did the first
Shuba
say the
kashering
could be then?
One Shuba says, you say, the same way it goes in, it goes out, so it means you can kasher it. And one says, the minig is not to kasher it.
Nice.
So that's a Pesach. One place where you do have an issue, though, is Teflon is a form of plastic. Teflon is a plastic which is made that it can withstand very high heat, and it has properties that nothing sticks to it, etc. So really what you have is you have a metal Teflon pan is really a metal pan with a plastic layer inside. So if it absorbs through liquid, so you can cut, right, so in general you can do agola, Pesach not, but the rest of it you can do agola. Problem is, a lot of times you use a Teflon pan for frying, you don't put any liquid in it, so that's called an absorbed direct or very minimal liquid, just it shouldn't burn. So that being said, it's absorbing directly through the form of heat, so it does not require hagola, it requires libu. Well, that's going to be a major headache because you can't be malabin a Teflon pan. The Teflon's going to go. And you put it in that type of temperature. So it's not really any way to a Teflon frying pan is a real headache. The kasher, if you get a situation where it's in a bus of bechola, wherever it is, for Pesach we don't do it. But the bus of bechola, those type of things, bidi yavid, you're gonna have a problem. You're gonna be able to kasher it because of this issue. Okay.